Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Texas Gulf Coast, August 1840.
He was Comanche, and he was known among the people as Buffalo Caller. Once, in a time of hunger, when he was a fledgling on one of his first hunts, the older and more experienced men had ridden their horses to exhaustion without scaring up so much as one lone, lame bull. But Buffalo Caller, riding alone, had heard a faint and distant bellow. He had responded in the voice of a buffalo, and the buffalo had answered him. The calls led him to a small herd in a hidden canyon. It was not buffalo he hunted now. He scouted as a wolf for the largest assembly of raiders the Penetucca Band had ever put together, moving to strike the land-greedy, hair-faced American settlers of Texas. Beside him, against the Texans, rode Swift as the Antelope, so named for his fleetness of foot. Buffalo Caller tingled with excitement over the sights he was about to behold. He had never seen an ocean, or even a boat, though it strained his imagination to visualize what old men had described around their campfires. Where he rode now was far to the south and east of the short grass prairie and the limestone hill hunting grounds he was accustomed to roaming. A journey of many days had brought the massive Comanche war column into a gently rolling land of sandy soil and tall, summer-cured grass, much different from the higher, drier land the Penetucas claimed as home. Summer heat sent sweat rolling down from beneath his buffalo horn headdress and into his paint-streaked face, burning his eyes. What they were about was vengeance, blood for blood. In the early spring, many tribal leaders and warriors had met with white chiefs in San Antonio de Bahar's council house to discuss an earlier agreement by the Comanches to free all their captives. Some had reconsidered the promise and balked, holding out for stronger terms. Talk had led to quarrel, and quarrel to the loosing of arrows and an explosion of gunfire. When the smoke drifted away, more than 30 Indians lay dead and dying in the council house and in the foul dirt of San Antonio's narrow streets. In retaliation, the Comanches had killed most of the remaining white captives, but those had not bled enough to wash away the stain of the San Antonio disaster. The indignant Penetucas had undertaken this huge, punitive expedition, carrying them far beyond their normal range, all the way eastward to the Gulf of Mexico. He did not know how many of the people were on this grand adventure. He had attempted to count them on his fingers and thumbs, but the task overwhelmed him. Their horses left the grass beaten down, and the ground scarred in their wake like the slow passage of a large buffalo herd. Though the object was war, many women and children had come along to watch and cheer as their warriors carried calamity to the white enemy. Mexican allies guided them, for they knew the route. They knew how to pick their way through the sparsely settled region and avoid detection until it was time for the great force to loose its thunder and lightning. Buffalo Caller understood that the Americans had won this land from the Mexicans in a fierce war. Mexico wanted to take it back and had sent emissaries to the tribes, promising many good things in return for their aid. Buffalo Caller cared nothing for Mexico, but he welcomed any chance to strike the Texans. A temporary alliance with a former adversary was justifiable if it promised victory over an enemy hated even more. Beside him, Antelope motioned for Buffalo Caller to stop.
The wind brings the smell of smoke.
Buffalo Caller smelled only dust, for the ground was so dry it had cracked open in places. The soil would all be up and moving on the wind were it not bound by a heavy stand of brittle grass, the result of last spring's rains. He drew the skin taut at the edge of his right eye, trying to sharpen his vision. Antelope was right.
I think I see a house. It is beyond the timber there.
If they have horses, we shall take them.
Antelope. Taking horses is not what you and I have been sent to do.
The principal concern so far had been to avoid premature detection as the army of warriors moved along. The wolves were to overtake and kill any whites who might observe their passage before the trap was sprung. That precaution seemed less important now because scouts had reported that the town of Victoria lay only a short distance ahead.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?